really disgusted.
How about if you're really angry?
I am really mad.
How about if you're really frightened?
I'm scared.
Okay. And if somebody leaves in a hurry, how do you describe that?
They left in a... Well, if they're mad, they left in a huff. But if they're just leaving in a hurry, they're in a rush.
Okay. And on the 25th of December, you wish people...
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And on the 1st of the year?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the Indian tribes in the region?
Only the fake one that we have, which are the
fake one.
Tom Diamond's tribe. The Mescaleros up by Ruidoso.
Why do you call them fake, the Tiguas?
Because I think Tom Diamond is the one that got them to gather themselves together and call themselves a tribe so that they could get government funds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I can remember when I was little, because we lived down there, where we could hear them play their drums when they would have their little ceremonies. But they've been well promoted by Tom Diamond, which is they're able to do all these goofy things that they're doing today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What about the Indians in the Four Corners area?
I don't know about those very well. I know that when Alma worked for, before she started her own business, there were some of the consultants that would go out into the Navajo land out in that part of the country, and kind of scary thoughts, some of the scary things that they would say. I remember one of them telling her, she said she always hoped that her car ran well, and she was always sure that she had it full of gas, because one of them said to her, "White woman, no stay on the reservation after dark."
Huh. Wow.
So if you go up there to interview, make sure your car runs well.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I'll have to ask some of my anthropology friends about this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You know, I know that...
I never heard anything else like that.
Wow. And, you know, if you read Tony Hillerman, he seems to have made a good friends with the Indians.
Yeah, which tribes does he usually write about?
I think he writes about the Navajo. Mm-hmm. But I'm not 100% positive.
A Texas native is called what?
It's called a Texan.
Mm-hmm. And an El Paso native?
Mm-hmm. An El Pasoan.
Mm-hmm. And do you know some nicknames for natives of other western states?
Would you consider Oklahoma a western state? So those would be Okies. We've got... No, not too many nicknames.
Have you ever heard of the nickname for the people from Arizona?
No.
Because the Californians like to call them Zonies.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's cute.
Yep.
I suppose.
What would you call a person from Utah?
I'd call him a Mormon.
I'm still trying to figure out how to say Utahian.
Utahian.
I don't know if you can say that.
Utahian.
I don't know if they say that. How about a person from the United States?
It's American.
How about a person from Canada?
Canadian.
And somebody who's black?
Black.
You just call them black.
But we've come a long way on that.
Well, what?
We all growing up in New Orleans called them Negroes.
Mm.
My grandmother called them Negroes.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And
how about in El Paso in the early days? In El Paso, what did they call them?
I didn't call them Negroes, I believe. I don't remember hearing any derogatory terms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know that from the people that I've known in Louisiana, they call each other nigger, and that's okay.
Even but people who are white?
No, Negroes call each other niggers, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's like,